The mitzvah of Nicham Avelim is a mitzvah in which a person is required to give comfort to one who is an Avelus. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim is a mitzvah midrabbanon. Yet, he says, it's included in the larger Torah mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. Whatever you would expect one to do for yourself in time of need, you should do for that person as well. The Gemara in Sota attaches the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim to a different pasuk. The pasuk of Achar Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, walk after the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And the Gemara explains what that means is Achar Midosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to follow the Midos of Hashem. And the Gemara says, just like the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Menachem Ovel, he was Menachem Yitzchak after Avraham died, in the same way, we should be Menachem and Ovel. What you learn from these two opinions, the view of the Rambam and what appears in the Gemara, is that it seems that they're trying to explain to us what it is that we need to do in order to succeed in Nicham Avelim. According to the Rambam, Nicham Avelim, the degree to which I can be successful in offering comfort, depends upon the degree to which I have Ahavas Yisrael. How much love do I have for another Jew? And that will determine the degree to which I can somehow comfort him. But it seems that according to the Gemara in Sota, the degree of success of comfort results from how much and to what extent I have integrated into my very being the midos of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that I'm a Menachem and Ovel, that I am a Kovar Mesim, I'm an Ish Chesed. It rather depends upon how attached I am to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and that will determine the success in my effort. What exactly is the goal of Nicham Avelim? How can I comfort another Jew in time of mourning? There is a line that every Menachem says to the Avelim, "Hamokom Yenachem Eschem, Besok Shir Aveli Tzion V'Yerushalayim." May the Rebbeinu Shalom comfort you among the mourners of Zion. Most understand this line to mean that it is only the Rebbeinu Shalom who can achieve comfort. I cannot. No matter what I say to the mourner, I will never succeed in achieving full nechama, a complete nechama. If one understands, if one tries to put themselves in the mindset of a mourner, there is incredible grief and incredible pain. There is despair. There is loneliness, and there is anguish. When a person loses one who is dear to him, a spouse, a parent, Rachmana Litzlan, a child, it's as if an integral part of that person has been fully removed. I'm no longer whole. There's an emptiness that overcomes me. For me, an other individual, to go and turn to this Avil and offer words that can comfort him, it's almost impossible. The thought occurred to me that the word Avil, Aleph, Vez, Lamed, spells another word, Avol, but, or however. Whatever words I could offer an Ovel, however meaningful they may be, the instinctive response and reaction of the Ovel is, Aval, but how can I go on? How can I manage without my spouse, to whom I've been married for so many years? How will I be able to raise my family without them? My parents, whom I've lost, part of me. How How can I possibly go on? The pain, the fear is simply too intense. There's an avoho that will hold back the ovel from being able to receive any words of comfort that I can offer. The only thing that can save an ovel, the only thing that can take away that pain, that can fill the hole that was created by this terrible loss, is the embrace of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's the only one who can cure. Nobody else. I can't do it. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam can. In fact, I believe that's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Mem Zayin. We say it every single day in davening. The pasuk says, David HaMelech says, HaRofei L'Shvurei Lev U'Mechabesh Le'Atzvosam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one who heals the brokenhearted and he binds up the sorrow of those people, of the Shvurei Lev. Who are those Shvurei Lev? The Ibn Ezra explains, they are the Aveli Tzion, the mourners of Tzion. They are Shvurei Lev, they're the brokenhearted. Who can be rough? Who can cure them? Who can heal them? The one who is Mechabesh Le'atzvosam. What does it mean? The Ribbono Shel Olam is Mechabesh Le'atzvosam. The Metzudas David says, he removes their sorrow. But the Malbim says something else. B'makom itzavon, b'simcha. According to the Malbim, nichum mechabesh le'atzvosam means to transform the pain into bracha, to be able to find bracha in the midst of the terrible pain. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam could do this. Nobody else could do this. I can't do it. You can't do it. Only He. When we say the words, HaMakom Yenachem Eschem B'Soch Shar Avei Leitzion V'Yerushalayim, this is an acknowledgement on the part of the Menachem. He is admitting, I can't achieve the comfort that you desire, the full comfort. Only HaMakom Yenachem Eschem, only He can. In the midst of whom? B'Soch Shar Avei Leitzion V'Yerushalayim. The one who's rofe l'shvurei lev, u'mechabesh le'atzvosam. Only He can be the one that will be able to transform your situation, my dear Ovel, into a bracha, where you can find bracha, you can discover simcha in your life. For when one finds himself in avelus, it's difficult to embrace the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why we say, HaMakom Yenachem Eschem. What is the meaning? Why do we refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam in this context as Makom? Makom Shel Olam, the place of the entire world. But the answer may be that a person in the place of an Avel doesn't feel the Ribbono Shel Olam fully there. He feels a distance. There's fear and pain and anguish and despair and sadness that separates himself from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a perceived distance. So what does the Menachem say to the Ovel? Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who can be found everywhere. In any place, HaMakom Yenachem Eschem, B'Soch Shor Avei Leitzion V'Yerushalayim. I once spoke to a woman who became an alman at a young age, and she raised her children herself, and each one became an accomplished member of Klal Yisrael, contributing to the well-being and learning the chesed of Klal Yisrael. And I once went over to her and I told her how much I admired her for what she achieved. And she turned and she said to me, "It's not me. Rabbono Shel Olam saved me. He held my hand and he carried me through all those difficult times. And that's why I was zocha to have such wonderful children." That's nechama. Only the Rabbono Shel Olam's embrace can bring that kind of nechama. And another point to be noticed. Hamakom yenachem eschem. The word yenachem is lashon osid. It's in the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you nechama. Why do we say hamakom yenachem? Why don't we say hamakom menachem eschem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu comforts. He is the comforter. He is the healer. But perhaps what the Chazal wanted us to understand is to recognize is that kind of nechama is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. Embracing the Ribbono Shel Olam from the context of Avelus, to remove the word Avol from the discussion, is something that may take time. And a person needs to be patient, hoping to be able to embrace the Ribbono Shel Olam so that the word Avol can be removed. I'd like to share with you a personal anecdote, because I believe that I experienced this very phenomena that I am speaking of right now. When I was about 20 years old, my mother was killed in a car accident. I was also in that accident, and I almost did not survive. But Kadosh Baruch Hu helped me. I survived an emergency surgery. My mother, unfortunately, did not. I didn't find out about her patira until almost 3 weeks after she passed away, because I wasn't well enough. The doctor and the Rav determined to be able to accept and to hear this Besura Ra'a. And so it was only then, almost 3 weeks later, right before I left the hospital, that I found out that she had passed away. I sat Shiva after that, and then I tried to go back to my life. And I must tell you, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for me to daven in the same way that I davened before. There was a certain sense of confusion, perhaps even resentment. It just wasn't able to deliver. I wasn't able to embrace the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then, a good few months after this terrible event, one morning in shul, I watched my father. My father, Olav HaShalom, was not a learned man. He was a fine balabas, a Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Torah mitzvahs. And I watched him one morning in shul, and he was davening with such incredible kavana. And I looked at him and I said, "How? After what happened, our lives have been completely changed overnight with no warning. How could you do it?" And then at that point, I looked inside and I said, "That's not a kasha. The kasha is not on my father. The kasha is on me. Because if anyone stood to lose more, it was him. I was young. Start a life. That was a life-changing moment for me. It was at that moment that I felt the embrace of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The hole was somewhat filled. The pain somewhat dulled. And I felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was able to go back. I was able to live a life with Him in a way that perhaps I really didn't have it before. It taught me so much. It taught me how to find the Ribbono Shel Olam in the midst of crisis, not to let go of Him, that He's there all the time and He's holding our hands. If only I'll put my hand out to Him. That's when I achieved real nechama, personal nechama, for the loss of my mother. Hamakom yenachem eschem. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it. Harofi l'shvurei leiv u'machabesh le'atzvosam. Only if we are willing to embrace Him. And sometimes it takes patience. But that's true nechama. That's real nechama. That's the goal of Amokam Yenachem Eschem, B'soch Shar Avei Letzion, V'Yerushalayim. Well, if that's the case, then there's an obvious question. What role is there for the individual who comes into the Beis Ovel with the task of being Menachem the Ovel? My intention, my purpose, is not necessarily to change his attitude the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu can. When I walk into him, there's an avol. That's the immediate response. I cannot preach to him in the same way the Ribbono Shel Olam can communicate with him. I can't. He's in too much pain. And if anything, my preaching would hurt more than help. What can I do? The answer is, I am not there to bring full nechama. I am there to recognize his nechama, to validate his suffering, and in some way to try to share it with him. I want him to know that I share this experience with him. The Prisha writes that the primary mitzvah of Nicham Aveilim, first and foremost, is achieved when you walk into the house of the Ovel and you just sit there. You don't necessarily have to say a word. You're just sitting there. That offers nechama. In what sense? Because you are addressing the loneliness and isolation that an ovel feels. When you walk in, you're sending him a message. You're not alone. I'm here. That in and of itself can offer a degree of comfort. And when the Ovel speaks, just the way you listen to the Ovel can give him the Chama, can create the feeling that I am participating. I am involved in your pain. I'm sharing it. Because how you listen? Do I listen intently? Do I want to hear what the Ovel has to say? I want to give him the opportunity to express himself. How you listen? Listening is an art. To be listen can mean to be involved. But a person has to learn how to listen and how to focus. This can be taken to an even greater level. Not just sitting there. But if a person is noisei ba'ol chaveiro, if a person is able to cry with the avil, that in and of itself creates a bond between the menachem and the avil. A share your burden. Rabbi Benjamin Blech writes in one of his essays that he was present in a beis avil in which Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Lavracha, had come to be Menachem Avil. And the situation was a young almana with four children. Her husband was a Talmud Chacham, and Rav Moshe knew him. He walked into the house. He sat down. He began to say just a couple of words. I knew your husband. He was a great Talmud Chacham. At which point, he could no longer continue to speak. And he broke out in tears. And he cried and he cried. And he stopped talking. And he sat there for 20 minutes and didn't say a word. At which point he stood up and he said, "Hamokom yenachem eschem b'sof shara ve'elei tzion v'Yerushalayim," and he walked out. This almana said that the greatest comfort she received throughout the Shiva was Rav Moshe Feinstein crying, not saying a word, just crying. That offered the most meaningful nechama, because she felt she wasn't alone. He understood what she was going through, and he was crying along with her. That noisei ba'ol chaveiro is an incredible expression of nechama. But it goes even further. Part of the validation of the suffering, of the experience of the avil, also calls sometimes for speaking. When I speak, it doesn't necessarily accomplish the same thing as tears. Maybe I'm not on a madrega to cry the way Rav Moshe Feinstein cried. But words also can sometimes bring nechama to another person. And therefore, what a person needs to do is think very carefully before he speaks. What words could I express that could in some way lighten the burden, that will be able to ease the load on the part of the avil? As the Ramban writes in the Igeres HaRamban, "Chashoiv hadavor koidem sheyotzienu mipicho." He wrote to his son every day, "Read this Igeres, read this letter." And he apparently considered this line to be important enough for him to think about. He told him, "Before you utter a word, think about what you're going about to say. Think about the consequences." To say a word without thinking, that word could ultimately do incredible damage. You have to be very careful. That's in everyday life. Can you just imagine sitting in a beis avil, what your words could do and could not do? You have to think. Sometimes it even means, I believe the Zohar HaKadosh writes, that a person before he walks into a beis avil should think about what he is going to say. You don't walk in and just speak. You have to think about what it is that you would like to say. And that's part of the halacha, where the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein hamenachamim rashoim liftoach." A menachem is not allowed to begin to speak until sheyiftach ha'avil tchila. The avil has to speak first. And why is that? It's not just a cue. He spoke, now I can say whatever I want to say. When the avil speaks, you have to listen to the avil speaking. Because the avil is indicating to you what he needs to hear, if you listen properly. And that will be a gauge that will help you know what I should say and perhaps what I shouldn't say. I'd like to share with you a story. I once went to visit a certain individual who had lost a daughter. The daughter herself was a young woman, a mother of many children, who was sick for an extended period of time. And I went in to see this person, and he was talking about his daughter. And he was saying that throughout the period, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. No matter what, the doctors tried this, the doctors tried that, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. I knew this person. I knew he's a Baal Bitochon on the highest level. And I sat and I listened, and then I must admit I took a chance. I said to him, it's a Raya Barura. It's a full proof that was this all in Hashemayim. If everything went wrong, it had to have been clearly the Ratzon Hashem. I said those words to him, and I said it with hesitation. And he looked at me, and you could see a glow on his face. Yes, with Ratzon Hashem. And he came back and he repeated it again. I would never have said that to just anybody. But I knew that this would give, would lighten the load for this person. And I really believe that it did. You have to understand. You have to feel a person's pain. I once went to somebody who I didn't even know. That person lost a daughter, a young married daughter, also in a collision, a car collision, which wasn't her fault at all. And it hurt me because I identified with that. I lost my mother that way at a young age. I almost died myself that way. And I felt I had to go to this person who I didn't know. And I wasn't sure what to expect. I went, I was sitting there. He didn't know me because I didn't live in the neighborhood at all. Never met the man before. And he went like this, come over. And he asked me, why am I? And I told him why I came. I told him that it hurt me to read about what happened. It hurt me very much because I identify with it. And he wanted to know what happened to me, and I told him. And you should know, he didn't stop talking to me. Everybody else who was sitting there, he only wanted to talk to me. Because he felt that I shared his pain. I was no Sabaol Chaveiro. I was able to find a few words that could lighten his load. That's the role of a menachem. Hamokom yenachem eschem b'soch shar avei leitzion b'Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, only I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can bring real Nechama. He's the only one who can do it. And as Rav Dessler points out, real Nechama is not something which is a natural process. It's an ace. It's a miracle. Only Hashem can do it. No person, no human being can achieve the full Nechama of removing the pain. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it. And as Rav Dessler, Zichrono Livracha, writes, that when a person says, Amoki Menachem Eschem, it's not merely an acknowledgement that I can't give Nechama. It's a statement. Not even time heals. The common expression that time heals the wound, says Rav Dessler, it's not true. For if it was, Yaakov Avinu should have been able to experience Nechama after a period of time. He was never able to for his son Yosef all those years. That's because there was no Niftar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give Nechama if there's no Niftar. Time doesn't heal. Only embracing the Ribono Shel Olam. But as Rav Dessler explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I need you, the Menachem, to help me, because the Avel can't fully embrace me. There is too much pain. I need you to lighten that load. Share the pain. Be nice to be all chaveiro. And if you acknowledge the pain, then that person will ultimately be able to embrace me, Ribono Shel Olam. If you help him, don't distract him from his pain. Don't try to admit, try to convince him, or try to avoid the issue. In many Batei Avel, people come in and they don't even speak about the Niftar. But they talk about everything else. They don't even validate the pain. That's not what the Avel is looking for. There's often cross conversations in a base Avel. That's not the place for cross conversations between people, as if to offer individuals to experience a reunion with others, neighbors, that they're friends they haven't seen in a long time. This is not a place, the Beis Avel. The Beis Avel is to focus on the Avel. And if it means sitting quietly until it's your turn, then sit quietly until it's your turn. And then you'll have an opportunity to perhaps give Nechama. And even if you don't say anything, the fact that you came, even if you came two times or three times, that would enhance the Nechama, because you're addressing the issue of loneliness. You have to be so sensitive to the needs of the Avel. It should be a focus completely on him. If I may say, people should be sure to turn their cell phones off before they walk into a Beis Avel. People should not first go, get dressed to go to a simcha, and come in dressed for a simcha. And then, before you go to the simcha, you go to the Beis Avel first, dressed for a simcha. That's not sensitive, that's insensitive. The Avel needs you. The Avel needs the Menachem. He needs to feel that there are others who are sharing his burden. That's the only way he's going to get to the Ribono Shel Olam's embrace. It is the only way. In conclusion, I come back to what I said at the very beginning. The art of Nechama is not something that can be acquired. one time going to a Beis Avel, listening to a lecture, it just doesn't go. The art of Nechama emerges from a culture of giving. What kind of a person am I? The Rambam says the mitzvah of Nechama is a mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. To what degree do I try to experience and express V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha every day of my life? So that I'm actually showing concern. I'm looking for ways to be responsive and helpful to an individual in need. Every day. I have to try to give Nechama every day to share a person's load. Every day, Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, a person needs to try to walk and follow in the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an effort. It requires a certain measure of cognition and awareness. It means thinking about these things every day of my life, turning myself into a genuine Ohev Yisrael, into a person who integrates HaKadosh Baruch Hu into his life. Then, when you walk into a Beis Avel, it's not the same. You're walking in with different lenses. You're walking in with a different heart because you've worked on it even before. There's no greater gift in life than to be able to bring a smile to the face of a person who is in the midst of pain and suffering. There is no greater chesed. There's no greater sense of fulfillment than being able to do that. We need to work on this midah of V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha and Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu every single day. Think about it. Work on it. That will be the best way to offer true nechama when one walks into a Beis Avel.